Sentinel Online. Now loading all things Transformers.
All things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron. Joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
I am here, and I don't know if I want to be waiting or not, because yikes, folks, yikes. I'm glad we weren't recording earlier, because some of the outtakes, folks, this is going to come into play later when we get to the topic, but I literally sat here at my desk before we started recording. This is why, so everyone remembers, basically I've turned into an adult fan zone. This is why I hate machines. This is why I hate real toys. Tune in later to hear that story. So how the hell have you been?
Well, I have a nice conversation about Prime later. But I'm excited for some of these stories about some of the figures coming up.
Yes, yes.
We're finally getting some that people have been really looking forward to. So, without further ado, before we get to the figure talk, we should get to a piece of information that is awesome that was updated by Candace Centora on X,
on Twitter and Facebook places. And everywhere. Yep.
As some may have known, Gary Chalk was fighting a battle with cancer, lymphoma to be more specific, and she posted that he wrapped up his chemo and other stuff a week or so ago, and so far so good, and he's enduring some side effects, but things are optimistic. Could be months before he's back to normal, but he seems to be on the other side of it, which is awesome news for anybody who knows Gary, and of course Gary himself, and that's awesome news.
Yeah, it's very, very cool, very good to hear. Absolutely love it. There's nothing more than we love around here than good news, because it's really tough when we get bad news, whether it's the Transformers world or any of the other worlds that we, you know, these people that bring characters to life for us, or that have brought characters to life for us, or that have touched our lives. You know, we talk about all kinds of people, Gary and everybody. You know, it's like if something happens to them, it's like, oh my God, you know, it's not only do we feel bad, because as humans, you know, you should have sympathy and empathy and all that and everything else, but it's like the dude has done so much, not just as Optimus Primal, as you know, in Beast Wars, but he's done other characters and other things and everything else. But for us specifically, it's mainly because of, you know, Optimus Primal in Beast Wars and Beast Machines and things like that. And Gary's just an awesome dude. We've had the chance to interview Gary. I think you've talked to him once for Beast Unleashed, and I've talked to him twice. Once for Beast Unleashed and once when Neil and I were doing Pixels in the Animation, because we had him on because he was Grounder in one of the Sonic cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yes, Gary, awesome job on chemo and getting that cancer's ass kicked and all that good stuff. So continued speedy recovery and all that good stuff.
Yep. So moving on to the next piece of news that we have is Transformers Studio Series Leader Class G1 Megatron. And we finally get stock photos and inbox photos.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I combine these two stories because one is from June 4th. The other is from June 10th. They're 6 days apart, but they're for the same figure. I wasn't going to have us like, here's the stock photos of it. And you see Megatron in robot and alt mode, which he is a tank. He's not a gun. He was never going to be a gun. Not here in the US anyway. And I wasn't going to be like, oh, well, here's the, I said this to you right before we hit record. I'm like, here's the reveal. And then come back to us, you know, in three stories, folks, when we can actually, no, we're just going to roll it all into one. I think what I like about the, other than whoever is doing the box reveal, oh boy. Okay. Yeah. The box itself looks really good. I think that looks cool. But Megatron himself, man, they did a really good job with this, I think.
I am very impressed. One, I'm glad that he's, you know, the leader class figure price point. Yep. I'm glad that he scales well with the other ones. I love the snippet from the movie at the top of the back of the box with the figure, and then the front of the box, the artwork that's kind of faded in there. And then you get the nice purple background from his ship.
Yep.
And then you get to the actual figure, and if I didn't know he turned into a tank,
yeah,
I would not know that he turned into a tank.
Yeah.
And they did such a superb job.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, they had to have creative vision to recreate the wheel, as it were, with his transformation.
Yeah.
Because obviously he can't turn into a gun. However, the robot mode looks like they peeled him right out of the film.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And then you look at the transformation and how they, you know, I mean, they did a really good job for the sense that, like, everything is folding upon folding upon folding out of parts. And then they take the original back gun piece and shove it into the fusion cannon. And then they have his the original G1 version on next to it. And then he has the sword on the side. And I mean, this is a beautiful figure.
Yeah. It came out so good.
There's a couple of minor paint issues, but I mean, it's very, very minuscule. It's not anything I would like gawk at. Like, the head sculpt is perfect.
Yeah. The head sculpt is amazing. And they're okay. And you've talked about this at length over the last X number of months and years and whatever. Lately, Hasbro has skimped on paint. They have. We've talked about this. You've said on the podcast, I can't even point to look, folks, you're listening to the sound of my voice. Go back to any other episode and find Steve talking about paint apps or lack thereof. I guarantee you he's mentioned it. And like, if there was a, so you know how on YouTube, with especially with SEO and everything else, and people wanting to do, you know, keywords and everything else, and if you're on a YouTube live stream, if we were doing this live on YouTube right now and I wanted to make sure the algorithm hit everything I said, I would be like, look, Nintendo Switch 2. Wait 10 seconds. Nintendo Switch 2. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where any of our previous episodes, I would say over the last year, of you talking about how you've been doing your 3D printing and how you've been talking about doing your the stuff that you do with your figures when you buy them, and you have to, because you want them to be better than what they are, which is frankly sad. The fact that we're paying so much money for these figures and we still feel like the paint apps are lacking. And my point is to say that, yeah, you're right. There's a few paint things here that are Once you said that, I'm like, my first response was going to be, yeah, but you can fix that. And I know you will. But it's one of those things where overall, though, just looking at this, it looks pretty damn good. And I don't know, and I'm going to switch over to the box, because I was just looking at the figure thing. But yeah, the box looks so good. I just wish the box images were, and maybe we'll get better box images, but in the future, beyond this June 10th story, hopefully, because two of these box images are more of a wider shot, and you actually see the person with the box. Like, no, I just want to see every angle of the box and see the whole box up close. And I don't, no offense to the person, but I don't care about seeing the person kind of thing. My only thing is, I don't see, okay, technically he didn't have, okay, well, it's supposed to be SS86, it's supposed to be a movie. He didn't have the energy mace in the movie, did he? Okay. I was going to say, I don't see the energy mace. That would be my only gripe with SS86 Megatron, but since it's not accurate to the movie and he didn't have it in the movie, it doesn't matter. So I just talked myself out of that, folks. But but yeah, no. This thing looks amazing. It looks great.
You're right. That sculpt, this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this will look perfect with my Studio Series 86 Optimus Prime.
Yep.
Which I'll talk more about that later, but the so that will mean I will have my G1 Optimus and Megatron and my G2 Optimus and Megatron.
Yep, yep.
And G-Axis. But I've customized all the G2s.
You kind of had to, though.
So my G2 Prime is War for Cybertron Netflix Prime.
Right.
And so he didn't come with a trailer. And I customized the paint job and then added a G2 Prime Autobot symbol. Repainted the entire figure, like full detail, everything. And then I added his guns from his G2 trailer. Because they're like bigger cannons. And then I gave him the jetpack from like G1 just because it fit. I'm like, eh, why not? And he's sizing wise, he is shorter and smaller than the Studio Series Prime. But he scales well with like J-Axis, which was G2, and then the G2 Megatron tank, which again, I customized that because he has, you know, the chest piece that attaches, and then he has the over the shoulder cannon, which I 3D printed. And then, so now I have those. And then once this Megatron comes, I'll have G1 Prime and Megatron, and then I can kind of recreate their battle. Plus I have a, third party, Prime head.
Of course you do.
Coming with
yes,
that lights up, and it's from the movie. Whereas, I figured out what I mean. We were discussing it last time. A lot of the issue is this Prime head more so fits like previous like toys or the comic type aesthetic, or like almost like G1.
Yeah, I had said, I think it was the last episode, or maybe it was after. Maybe I said this off air when we were doing, because sometimes lately, folks, we just hop on camera either before or after the recording of the podcast, and we do like behind the scenes stuff. And I showed you, and you showed me, and I was like, dude, you know what they did? It's season 1 head versus movie head. And I showed you the difference between the Funko Pop versions of Optimus Prime kind of thing. And you're like, oh, my God, you're right. And that's kind of what they did with the SS86 Prime head that they have on him. Of what you can buy in the store is it's probably a season 1 version of Optimus Prime's head and not the movie version.
Now, I will say that, yeah, there are a few aesthetics missing. Paint wise, but it's very minuscule. And then seeing it in hand, it is better than what I expected.
Yeah.
But again, the head, I mean, there's nothing inherently wrong with it. But I do feel like it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
It looks more. Do you remember when they did the Transformers the movie anniversary DVD thing, and then they had the renewed art or for the IDW or not IDW Shout Factory season Transformers Generation 1 season 1 box art? That's what this Prime looks like.
Yeah,
for the head. And so I was like, well, I'd like the actual aesthetic from the movie. This Megatron, I don't see changing anything, which is rare. I mean, I could paint the feet to make them the darker gray, but honestly, like, I don't like the upper torso looks perfect.
Yep. So the upper torso is great.
So I'm just like, I think I'll let it pass in this one. Like, it looks good enough. I mean, my Studio Series 86 Prime is third party. So he has no Autobot symbol on him. So I put one of my Repro Label Autobot symbols that I had
on his
arms. And then I'm waiting for the new head. And then other than that, it doesn't come with a trailer. It's kind of the key component.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, had they had the entire thing for the leader pricing.
Yeah.
Instead of Commander. Yeah. I would have went that route.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, this Megatron is going to be stellar. I've never seen Studio Series 86 Prime in the store. I am anticipating that will be the same story with this guy.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I've rarely seen any of the Primes in the store.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, so my only question is with the reveal of the reveal story, Studio Series, the official stock images, why there isn't a stock image of the Starscream thing next to him? So in that story, it shows five images of Megatron and then one image of Starscream holding Megatron as a gun. What I would have liked to have seen is another image of the Starscream next to the Megatron to see what the size difference of those two things. Because I don't know what size that Starscream is, and I don't think it's core class, but, and did they get rid of core class?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they got rid of that a while ago. So it's just Deluxe, it's Voyager,
Leader,
and Commander, and Titan.
Yep, and Titan. Okay, that's right. But that's Studio Series SS86 Megatron coming soon. I don't know when, but coming soon.
I know they say on a couple of the Japan sites it's supposed to be like November in Japan. So that means highly likely
after Christmas.
It'll be after Christmas. It'll probably be at the beginning of next year, which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I've waited 30 years or whatever it is, 25 years, you know.
Yeah.
Since the film. I mean, it's
oh god, if we've waited since the film, that means it's 40 years, because 40 years is next year.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'll be turning 40.
Yes, you'll be turning yes. You'll be turning 40 next week as of the recording of this podcast.
No, I turned 39.
What?
I turned 39.
Oh, that's right. You're turning. Yeah. That's right.
Right. Yeah, next year's 40.
Next year's 40. That's right.
Yeah.
Just get that man a cow and name it Norman, folks.
Yeah.
It's an old Billy Crystal joke.
Well, that this year, this podcast will have been around. What's the anniversary date this year?
August 9th.
Yeah, but
August 8th.
17
August
years.
Yeah, 17 years. Yep.
That's crazy. I started the show when I was 22.
Yep. You so old.
I so old.
You so old. Up next, we got Skybound's Transformers UK Compendium, Book 1, available for Amazon pre-order. Skybound's The Transformers UK Compendium, Book 1, scheduled for February 2026 release, is now available for Amazon pre-order. The end of the iconic original era of Transformers is here. The looming threat of Unicron is ever present as both Decepticons and Autobots spread their forces across the galaxy in search of their last hope, the Creation Matrix. But when that hope grows dimmer, Optimus Prime makes the greatest sacrifice of all. Done. Collected in compendium format for the first time ever, these iconic Transformers stories are perfect for new fans and old. Collect stories from the Transformers UK, number 9 to 21, 29 to 32, 41 to 50, 59 to 65, 74 to 88, 96 to 104, 113 to 120, 125, 131 to 138, 145 AF, 24 to 27, and the Transformers UK Annual, 1985, 86, and 87 by Bob Budiansky, author Simon Furman, Ralph Macchio. Why is the Karate Kid writing Transformers books? Jose Delvo is on illustrations, Jim Fern, Jeff Senior, and a bunch of other people. So yeah, this is coming for compendium format. It does not say a price, but I'm sure because it's compendium, it'll be something like 40-50 bucks. But compendiums are always good for investment, I believe, because you're getting, just listen to what I just read off for what you're getting. You're getting so much in one place at one time, instead of having to buy individually Transformers UK issues 9 through 21, 29 to 32, 41 to 50, etc., etc., etc. You're getting it all in one place for one price. So I will always, always support people buying trade paperbacks or hardcovers or compendiums or whatever. That's coming in February of 2026 is when that will be available. And the Amazon pre-order is available now, so people can check that out. And here's where the take probably the longest. We're not going to go through all of this, but TFW 2005 interviewed Hasbro toy designer Mark Mayer, aka Mark Clonus, on Instagram. I tried watching, and we will get to the actual the recap of the stream recap. I'm actually going to move the stream recap up closer to this interview thing because it makes more sense to do so. So the stream recap we'll talk about next. But I tried watching that stream recap, and as much as I like Mark, I don't know. But anyway, they interviewed him, and they asked him about a bunch of stuff. And all of these questions were, like, this interview was done June 6th. So this was done before the live stream was done. And they asked him about specific generations. They asked him about Age of the Primes. They asked him about just a bunch of stuff. And we're not going to go through all of this because I think going through all of this is just crazy. Y'all can go over to TFW 2005 and read this for yourself. But what I did like about this was they asked him about Primus and doing that. And they asked him about a Unicron reissue, or a whole new Unicron for the anniversary. And before I even looked at his answer for that, and I'm like, a whole new Unicron for the anniversary? Like, the original one wasn't enough already? Before I even read the man's answer, I'm sitting here thinking this person, whoever asked him this question, I'm like, do you not know that nearly broke the company? So, and that's literally what his answer is. Unicron broke our lead engineer the first time around. Ha 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 ha. I'd love to revisit it. It's such an iconic piece, but I'm not sure it's in the cards just yet. There was a beast. Where's the Beast Wars question I sent you?
There was a specific generation questions. There's one about like Super Megatron to go with the Star Convoy.
Yeah.
He's like, sure, why not? I love me some Megs. And
yep.
Then we get some other different questions about Titans and Commanders and asking about like Star Optimus again and like TFA Omega Supreme and
yep.
He was mentioning about doing it as a Titan.
Yep.
Is there any interest in making updates of toy only characters like Polar Claw and Banzaitron? And he says, of course, just trying to make everything fit is the challenge. Are there any plans for Beast Wars anniversary next year? And what would you like to make for it? Personally, I'd like to include some of the weirder, obscure Beast Wars guys like Injector, as well as some of the less obscure ones like Depth Charge, etc. So stay tuned. The VAC Metal Metallics are a challenge in production nowadays. Still scratching my head on those. I find it interesting that they don't know how to do it anymore. And I say this with the utmost respect because, like, you look at, like, Star Trek badges.
Yep.
They have VAC Metal. I mean, because they chip, they peel. You look at third-party Transformers and Beast Wars specifically, and somehow the Transmetals have this flawless VAC metal on them. And I sit here and I go, why can't Hasbro do it? I mean, I get it. It's probably a massive cost because I realize the process of it. I've watched enough YouTube videos on people that have done their own VAC metal. There's a definite process that they have to do to these figures and to the certain components. Like when they've 3D printed them, for instance, they'll put them, you know, sand them down, get them perfect, get them, you know, kind of a certain paint level. And then they attach this like special paint that adheres to metal in certain circumstances. They soak it and then they, you know, it's cured with an electrical thing, current and metal, and then it adheres to it, and then it cures, and then, you know, so on and so forth. So I get the issue, and I've seen old Beast Wars toys that still have the VAC metal on them and look fine, and then there's other ones where they just peeled and flaked horribly. I get that it's a challenge in production, but I wonder if it's a cost issue. And so they're weighing, how can we paint this in a way that makes it look metallic without actually being metallic so it holds up longer?
Yep. Isn't there a metallic paint now that makes it, metallic paint would make it look metallic, but like, isn't there a good enough metallic paint that isn't so expensive these days?
So I've just done like with my Transmetal 2 Megatron, the wings, I painted it with gold paint, like, and it gives it somewhat of a metallic look. It's not 100% there, but it looks better than that see-through crap that was on them.
Right.
And then I used this, it's almost like a glaze red metallic flake. Is what it's called.
Right.
And I used that on my Transmetal 2 Megatron. And he's glossy, which I feel like if they just added gloss to some of the spots that are supposed to be metallic, that would fix some of the problem. But I feel like there's ways that they could kind of shirk it and give it that shine without necessarily making it the transmetal, you know, vac metallic. I don't know. I would like to see them try it again, especially if they were like, hey, let's make an updated transmetal Megatron. Or
yeah,
you know, because I mean that one is like the bane of everyone's existence of the original figure.
Yeah,
it wasn't terrible, but the scaling on it was horrid. Like it was not scaled very well with even the Optimus Primal of that generation of transmetal. And and then on top of it, like, I mean, Inferno dwarfed over him, and they were kind of head to head, and you know, Dinobot even dwarfed over him, and it's kind of like, you know, there was that. And then he also had the issue with the gold plastic syndrome of the GPS, or in his case, it actually wasn't gold plastic, it was the brown plastic, which was super brittle. And it just, over the years, like whatever that plastic was they used, it just dried up and it would stop working with the hinges, and then it would just seize up and it would snap off. And I've had numerous ones of those. I've had four of them over the years of that particular figure. The Takara one didn't break, but it also was like $200. And then it's like, okay, so I can either get a Takara one, which is marginally better looking than the Hasbro one, which was the one that broke. Yeah. Or I can get a third party, which is show accurate. And so that's where I would like to see like Hasbro do like kind of a show accurate, you know, like leader class transmetal Megatron.
Yeah.
To kind of go with their transmetal 2. I mean, I'm not knocking their transmetal 2 one.
I know issues
with it, and I hated the face sculpt.
Yeah.
But overall, like the structure was there. And like they did great with Silverbolt, they did great with Tigerhawk, they did great with, you know, the War for Cybertron, like Dinobot and Rat Trap and Primal. But then you had outliers like Cheetor and Rat Trap that were, or in Rhinox, that were kind of like meh. And we got a good Tigertron and a good Air Razor. I mean, so I mean, there were hits and misses in both lines. And I just would like to see what they do with, you know, Depth Charge for one, because I have the original Depth Charge, which is technically not mine. It's my son's. He just, well, and I say that because like, he's like, I don't want to store it. He's like, I know you like it, so it can be in your shelf, but when that's I want to use it, I want to use it. And I'm like, no, it's fair game.
Yeah.
And, but and, I would like to see one that's proportionately.
Also, yeah. But also that way it's something you all share now.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that, you know, if he ever wants, like, he knows it's there. He knows he can go to dad and say, oh, dad, by the way, I want to put this character in acid. Or
yeah,
not saying like, your son's going to say.
I want to like, put this on my own shelf. Like, okay.
Yeah, like.
It's here.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's going to come in there and say, hey, I want to give this thing a real acid bath. But, like. You know how kids in our day used to pretend all the time to put toys in acid, quote unquote, acid baths, like, you know, get some boiling water and just boil Starstream's arm off or something or whatever. Hey, look, folks, I'm from a generation where we actually use our imaginations. I'm sorry. Maybe I've just watched too much Forensic Files. I don't know.
But yeah, so there is that on the horizon. They said, could we see any kind of exclusive line for the Beast Wars anniversary? And he says, we will see.
Yeah.
And then they kind of go into other, you know, RID. They go into
a bunch of other stuff. Yeah.
Well, and then they said, are you interested in doing a more accurate G2 Megatron?
He's like, and yes. He says,
I love all Megatrons.
Megatrons, yes.
And that made me go, Beast Machines.
Yes.
Beast Machines.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I love later.
Somebody asked the question.
What about Beast Machines and blah, blah, blah? And his answer is, well, are we talking Machine Wars? If we're talking Machine Wars, let's talk. So, because his thing is Machine Wars. So because, you know,
funny enough, Machine Wars, for anybody that doesn't know what it is, it's basically the G2 cyber jets and then a bunch of specific G2 figures and G1 figures from the tail end of the line that were European only releases.
Mm-hmm.
And they repurposed them and called, repainted them, gave, you know, like Starscream as another character and that, you know, and they have bodies that don't necessarily resemble them. And they're in this line called Machine Wars, which had a very similar aesthetic to Beast Wars, but it was machines and it was a KB Toys exclusive line. And my brothers and I all had figures from it, and like Megatron was a jet and like a small basic size jet that was with a flip transform, which is how a lot of them were, like Thundercracker, Skywarp, and Megaplex and Megatron were all that way. And then you had like Hubcap and Hoist that were the flip transform, and Mirage and Prowl, which were race cars, and they were flip transform. And then you had Sandstorm, which was a helicopter, and you had Optimus Prime that was like Thunderclash in G2, and then Starscream was a giant black jet, which I had, and then Soundwave was like a tank. No cassettes, just a tank with a shoulder cannon. And but no, the line was great. Like, I loved it. I loved the premise of it, and I always wanted a show for it, or a comic. And honestly, I would eat that up.
I don't know. So that's the thing, Skybound. If you're listening, hopefully you're listening. But if you're listening, why don't we have a Machine Wars? Like, you could do. Like, I understand.
Because, I mean, you get to create the whole mythos from the ground up. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Because there isn't anything existing, and you don't have to worry about anything. You could use whatever you wanted to use. That's my point. Exactly. Like, there isn't anything you have to pull from, and I would think doing it in a comic form would be much easier than having to get an animated show greenlit or a live action movie greenlit, whatever.
Yeah, so I mean, I would, like I said, I would eat that up. I would be super, I would be super stoked for a comic of it, or a show, or just re-envisioned updated figures. I would love it.
Yeah, that would be cool. All right, what's next? Next we have
the stream recap.
The stream recap. All right, so We're not really going to talk. We're going to talk about the stream recap, but we're going to talk about what the we're going to talk about Age of the Primes Wave 3 Plus exclusives first look, because the stream recap is essentially those two things are exactly the same damn thing. So in that other story link with the Wave 3 has all of the images from the stream recap for the most part. As far as I can tell, because they're all the same damn images, as far as I can tell. But the stream recap, okay, boys and girls, it's time to sit down. It's time to put some earplugs in and get ready, because I'm about to go on a rant. Do people not know English anymore? And I'm not talking about kids who need to learn it in school. Talking about actual adults. And it can't be me. It can't be. I read this 4 times and I'm like, what are you talking about? The title of the story, Transformers June 25 stream recap. Full stop. I don't need to read anything else. The rest of the title is Aerial Bots Primes, Revenge of the Fallen, Decepticon Pack, and more. But that first half, Transformers June 25 stream recap. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh, okay, maybe someone from England wrote this. Maybe this was a blah, blah, blah. I looked at my calendar twice and I'm like, it's not even June 25th yet. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh, you mean June 2025. Hmm. Do you people not know how to fucking write titles? Really? Seriously? You've been doing this shit for 25 fucking years. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God, my head hurts. Like, literally, I sat here getting the news stories ready for us to do this podcast. I sat here for 20 minutes reading this title, trying to make sense. I'm like, oh, that's what they mean. And then I figured it was somebody maybe just joined the team of staff writers or whatever. And I'm like, no, it's the guy that runs the freaking website. That's ran the freaking website for the last 20. I'm like, oh my God, it's the head guy that's doing this news article. Holy crap. Oh boy. Yeah, my brain broke. So looking through this article, it's basically just all the links for everything. And then they just got screen caps from the live stream event with Nate and Mark from Hasbro. And most of their screen caps are some of the pictures from, like, some of the product pictures and things like that. And some of the ones where, like, there's one with Nate and Mark with Alpha Trion, which is kind of cool. I find it weird and interesting that part of this, if you start at the beginning of it where it has, you know, they start with, oh, Transformers Pulse fan stream, June 10th, blah, blah, blah. And then you get the Transformers and then you get Nate and Mark together. And then the fourth or fifth picture is before the first product shot of the Aerial Bots here is just Nate with this scrunched up look on his face. Why would you put that in your news store? Like, that's not an image you need to, like...
I think it's because it says pre-orders start at 1 p.m.
Yeah, but... Like... Okay, fine. But... If you're screenshot... Like, I watched this point where he's talking about that. I could have gotten a better screenshot to make sure the man's face wasn't looking like he was passing gas. I don't know, dude. I'm not making fun of Nate. I'm not making fun of him. I'm making fun of the fact that these people at TFW 2005 don't know how to do their job. But we're going to skip over this because I just can't look at this title anymore. But going into the Wave 3 and looking at what Wave 3 includes, we have Voyager Alpha Trion, Deluxe Micronus Prime, Leader Onyx Prime, Deluxe Fireflight, Deluxe Skydive, Voyager Flatline, Deluxe Venom, and Sandstorm versus Slugslinger 2-pack. So, what do you like the best?
Alpha Trion.
Al, hands down.
And the Autobot, or Aerial Bots.
The Aerial Bots, yep. Hands down.
It. Like the rest of it, I don't care.
Yep.
Because Flatline is a redeco of a Transformers Armada character.
And nobody gives a shit about Transformers Armada, stupid minicons.
And then Sandstorm is a redeco from Thrilling 30. Because I recognized the toy because I looked at it as like, oh, would this work for Megatron? No.
No.
And then the other one, I think, is a redeco from around the same time.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I'm excited for the Aerial Bots just because they're finally going to get an update.
Yeah.
That's better than the Combiner Wars one.
Absolutely.
And then Alpha Trion's just cool. Plus, I mean, I know he's a redeco of Scourge.
Yeah, but that's okay. Like,
it's a heavy redeco because, like, there's enough that's different. But I don't know. I like the figure, and then I like the fact he doesn't have this crap on it, like the part of the wings on his back.
Yep.
I was looking at it. I was like, oh, the feet, they work good. I was like, this actually would have been a good figure for, you know, my Beast Megatron. But and then I would have got the Covenant of Primus too.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna have a 3D printed that at some point, and then I'll just print it.
Yeah, exactly.
I really like the figure.
It looks really cool.
Buying it, but I do really like the design.
Yeah. I think it's weird that his Autobot symbol can be removed. Question mark?
Well, I think he did that during like the part where Prime.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Like
when they did the back in time thing.
Yep. In season 3. Yeah. The reason why I think it's weird is because when it is removed, like there's not like it. That part of his stomach, it just looks weird without it. Like maybe have a hidden rub sign back there or something. Like, I don't know. It just looks weird. That photo of him with it removed looks, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, but yeah, Alpha Trion and then the Aerial Bots. Oh, the Aerial Bots look so good. Yeah, Fireflight, and we get Skydive. So very, very awesome for those. And yeah, the rest of it's like, and I'm like, this flat line. At first I thought, it was runabout, one of the two, whichever the black one is. I forget if it's runabout or runamuck, but the twins from Rebirth. But yeah, flat line. Yeah, movie toys still don't interest me whatsoever. And then no. Venom or Venom, whatever. I do like the Slug Slinger Sandstorm. I like when they do two packs like that, because again, it's season 3. Interesting. What would be more interest? Oh, I see. The Minicon can fit in the okay. Because Sandstorm has his capture cage for his helicopter thing. I was like, oh, it'd be kind of cool if, yeah, Slug Slinger's too big for that. But there's a Minicon that's in this. I forget what the name of the Minicon is, but there's a Minicon in this thing. So very cool, very cool. But yeah, this is all about Alpha Trion. Hopefully this will be the end-all, be-all version of Alpha Trion.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's more like A3. It's not actually Alpha Trion.
Is it really, though?
Yeah, the body is A3.
Yeah, but
that's why the Autobot symbol comes out. He doesn't have the wings. He doesn't have,
okay,
like,
okay.
Like, yeah. There's a different look to the head. Like, this is A3. They're just calling him Alpha Trion because that's really who he turns into.
Yeah. Maybe I need to watch Forever is a Long Time Coming after the show tonight again, because I remember A3 being, like, I don't remember his mustache being so white. I remember it being a lot darker because he was younger at the time. But there you go. There you go. Missing paint.
Yep.
Do we know? So I think it was probably in the other story. I was going to say, do we know what a price point on this guy is? But I'll look at that later.
He'll be a Voyager class.
Yeah. And then, so we got that. And then we get to the 25th anniversary party, TFW 2005 at TFCon Chicago. So TFW 2005 25th anniversary party, October 25th, 2025, TFCon Chicago. Save the date and join us as we celebrate the 25th anniversary of TFW2005.com. Dedicated room, bar, food, goodie bag, door prizes, music, photo ops, special guests, and more. Okay, so a goodie bag for all attendees featuring TFW swag and maybe some other stuff. Definitely including a t-shirt, bar station provided by hotel, beer, liquor, etc. Food, not a full meal. Music by a dedicated DJ playing TF-themed tracks all night. Photo op station with backdrop lights. Possible special guests stopping through. Door prizes at end of evening. This will be a ticketed event, not looking to profit, just recoup some of the costs for putting it all together. Once we figure it all out, whether it's going to happen, the cost, TFCon will offer the ticket as an add-on to their tickets for the event. We welcome input over in the discussion thread on the TFW 2005 boards until then, but for now, save the date, Saturday, October 25th, 2025, and make your plans. Hope to see you all there. So I like that it's going to be a ticketed add-on to the TFCon tickets. Like, it's not going to be something where you have to go separately to TFW 2005 and order through them, because it is at TFCon 2025 in Chicago that you can do it through TFCon if you want to do, you know, the whatever. The only thing about this is, I wish Optimus Scourge was here for this. Fucking hell. I would buy tickets. No, seriously, dude. I would buy tickets for this in a heartbeat for me, for him, for Proto Man, for whomever. Which I wouldn't need to buy tickets for Proto Man since he kind of works for TFCon and all that. But, like, seriously, like, I look at this and I'm thinking, man, how much Gary did for TFW 2005 and all the early podcasts that I did with Gary on Toycast and everything else. And it's like, damn it, because he's been gone 2011, 2025, long ass time. But yeah, 25th anniversary for TFCon. So that's coming up in October. Very, very cool. Very, very awesome. And then we get the Age of the Primes 4-pack, Ultra Magnus, Bumper, Horrible, and Axis Prime. So Ultra Magnus, redeco of Legacy G1, Optimus Prime, Bumper, Studio Series 86, Bumblebee mold with a new head. Horrible, partial retool of TR. What the fuck is TR?
Is it terrible or something?
TR Skull Smasher? What the hell?
I don't know. I like the Ultra Magnus.
Yeah.
Just because I actually did that with a G1 Prime back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah.
Yeah, the Ultra Magnus looks great. And then that animated Nemesis Prime. Oh, again, another reason why I wish Optimus Scourge would freaking love this. When this was first announced, I didn't even look at it on TFW 2005. Again, I saw Proto Man's video over on his YouTube channel, and I was like, as soon as I saw him talk about it, my first comment was, I don't think I said fuck, but I'm going to say fuck here. I said, fuck, I wish Gary was here for this, because he would have loved this. Optimus Scourge was, that's where his name came from. Optimus Prime and Scourge. He loved black Optimus repaints. And Gary would have loved animated Optimus and animated Nemesis. This looks so good. Like, this looks so good, I might even buy one myself. Oh man, it looks so cool. But honestly, that's the Ultra Magnus and the Nemesis are really the only two I really care about out of the 4-pack. The other two, that G1 Bumper, what the hell? I know a lot of people have been talking about Bumper lately, and I'm sitting here thinking, oh god, I gotta do research and figure out why people are talking about this. but
I've heard of the figures, the different characters. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't have an affinity for them. Like I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Ultra Magnus. It's about my limit there, but
yeah. It's understandable. And it looks really good. Like, I wish we saw, I don't think we've, well, these are all behind the scenes from Mark on Instagram photos on this. Have we seen that in alt mode? And it's, we know it's just a white Optimus Prime cab, but man, that blue axe really kicks your axe. Cause, damn. That's very, very cool. Very awesome. Man, that Nemesis. Oh boy, that's good. And that is a new battle map that they're going to reuse at some point for him.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I like that body sculpt for the TFA Optimus.
Oh yeah, it's great.
It's just not the Prime I'm interested in. Yeah, so it's not one I would pick up, but I really like that design.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So
I do think it's funny though that they gave a little bit more paint deco detail to the Nemesis version.
Yeah. Well, you kind of have to, I mean, because mainly he's black and you have to, because, and his face is covered, so you don't have the expressive mouth. And because I'm looking at the two faces here and I'm like, interesting. Yeah. And the interesting thing with the image between, basically it's the last image of the two of them up close looking at each other. His windows, Nemesis's windows, translucent, see-through than Optimus's are. Optimus's windows are more blackout than translucent see-through. At least in this photo. So, yeah. But looks cool. Very, very cool. And then next up we got it's just all videos of everything we've already talked about. So the Sandstorm, the Insecticon, the Aerial Bots, the Micron, the Alpha Trion. It's a story with all the video links, all this and everything else. And it does have all the links to the stuff to buy the various toys that we've already talked about. And I was looking through here to see if they had the one for the Nemesis, but they don't. Alpha Trion. Let's go to the only store that matters, Big Bad. Yes, I'm human. But I'm not a robot. I'm human, damn it. I'm human. I'm more human than human. Seriously, really? Alpha Trion. Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, you're getting it. I don't know when you're getting it, but you're getting it.
I'd rather wait and get the Studio Series Megatron.
November. You're getting it. Shut up. You're getting it. Next story. All right. Coming up next, we got to end this episode, at least the news section of this episode, on a depressing note. Paramount confirms no plans for Transformers 2. So there will not be a Transformers 1 sequel. Reports are coming in that director Josh Cooley has confirmed that Paramount currently has no plans for a sequel to Transformers 1. This can likely be attributed to its unfortunate box office underperformance. With this, and the fact that the Transformers G.I. Joe crossover movie has had no updates, the future of Transformers movies at Paramount in general is looking shaky at best.
That's sad. I mean, it wasn't my favorite movie, like, but it was better than anything that the Bayverse gave us.
Yeah.
I would have easily taken another film or two out of this franchise.
Absolutely.
And when I say franchise, I mean the, like, this rendition of the film series.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing of it is like, why not? I don't know. Why not just do something that, you know? Okay, so we've talked about this for years. We've talked about it on Geekcast Radio. We've talked about it on a movie we can review at the time when we're doing M-Wire. Sometimes we talk about it on Studio 2009 now with movies and things like that. Why not? There are certain movies that underperform at the box office, but they are huge hits with physical media release, or at least nowadays and with whatever, like streaming. Like, there are certain movies out there where they didn't find their success in theaters, but they're a huge hit after the fact. Why couldn't Transformers 1 be one of those movies where people find it? And again, like we said when we did that Transformers 1 episode, I think this is perfect for showing this to people who are not trans. Like, this is a way to get people into Transformers. If they don't know anything about it and you want them to come in fresh with a fresh perspective, Transformers 1 was a fresh perspective.
Oh, totally.
Transformers 1 is something that doesn't have the 41 years of baggage. It sets up so many things and it works on so many levels, and you don't have to worry about anything else. I don't know. But okay, sure. You know, yes, Paramount just doesn't like money. No.
That's apparently not.
That's not. But that's all she wrote, folks. That's all I got.
Yeah, so I mean, I kind of talked about the Prime thing early, but
No, it's fine. I mean, whatever. For me, I got to talk. I gotta go on mute. Talk for a minute. Talk about your Prime thing. Talk about your no trailer.
So I, as we talked about in the last episode of All Things Transformers, with the various primes, there's the official one, there's various knockoff ones, there's various third party ones, there's the third party knockoff one that has the trailer and the Starscream parts and the new comics Megatron arm that can attach and transform into it, and then they have a battle damaged piece that can be replaced on the side of Prime, and they also have like a part with his battle damaged head sculpt. But ultimately, and it comes with the trailer and everything else, I chose not to do that one because that one was like the same cost as the full Hasbro Studio Series one. I mean, it came with a lot more stuff, but one, it was a cost thing, and then two, it was like, I don't really want the trailer. Now, if they would have had, as I mentioned before, if they would have had the Studio Series 86 Prime for the same price that they used to sell the War for Cybertron Prime of, you know, the leader class, instead of bumping them to Commander, I would have just bit the bullet and gotten that one. Just so that it was the 100% authentic, and it was, you know, but it was ultimately, it was a price decision. And I was like, well, for that, I could buy a third party masterpiece Optimus Prime I could buy. And then this, the rumor mill started of the Studio Series 86 Prime without trailer. And for like 20, 25. And I was like, well, for me, that's like a hands down, because all I wanted was the Prime. I don't have the space, like the real estate. If I got rid of the stasis pod, I would have it. But that's not an option because I've waited 30 years to print that thing or to have one. And so I was like, okay, I'm excited. I have, you know, the Prime from my childhood finally. And then getting the Megatron will complete that. And yeah, so I mean, I'll have all the Beast figures that I care to get and all the G1, G2. And unless Hasbro comes out with some Machine Wars stuff or a Beast Machines Dragon Megatron or in the cloak.
Or I still a want that display Megatron. Piece. Damn it.
Which one?
You know which one. The display piece they had at the one of the conventions. Megatron on the in the ship and the displayed. He's splayed out. I want that. I want that Megatron. Oh, but, by the way, happy early try on Christmas. It'll be there in November. I'm not kidding. I just got the email. Thankfully, Big Bad Toy Store is one of the only places that doesn't charge up front.
Yep. Oh, I know. I use them for a lot.
Yeah. Big Bad Toy Store rules.
Well, they're also my they're like the security it's yep. Like it's like how can I hold my Transformers easier? It's like, oh, BBTS, because then if I find it in the wild, then it's like I can cancel it. But
yep, absolutely.
But no, I've got as soon as the 86 Megatron, I'm hoping to see when that takes effect, because that's the one I'm like okay, they sold me. Once the Prime came out, I was like, okay, well, you can't have Prime without Megatron. So
yeah,
no, kind of like Primal and Prime. Megatron. It's like, okay, they got me.
Yep, they got you. Yeah, and then for me, folks, I have sent me, I had mentioned this a while ago. I don't do model kits. I don't do well with them. I can't do it with my hands and with the cerebral palsy and things like that. And as much as I like the idea of blockies, it sends me into convulsions, kind of like bullet points send me into convulsions. Numbers only, no bullet points. But a friend of ours, I had mentioned that when Blockies came out with their, I don't know what version, what does the card say here? It says, Blockies, Transformers, is there anything about specific? No, it doesn't. Not on the card. It might say on the instructions. The instructions are in the bag on the other side of the room. The IDW Megatron and our good buddy Brad. Oh, yeah, by the way, you're getting something in the mail in the next couple of days. And I'm like, what did you? How did you get my address? What are you talking about? I don't give people my address. So I finally have IDW Megatron, and he is very, very cool, but god damn, this is why I only collect Funko Pops, folks. Trying to get his gun in so it just attaches to his arm like it's supposed to. Obviously it just has a little hook and a little whatever, but getting it to hook in and getting it to stay hooked in and getting his legs to stay where they need to stay and getting his other arm. Like, this is why I don't do these toys with all this articulation and having to move things. This is why I like Funko Pops, where they just stand there and do nothing. That's the point. and I'm not trying to sound like an ingrate. Thank you so much, Brad. I absolutely love it. It is awesome. But like all day today, I'm like, this thing has fallen over like literally 75 times. And I'm like, oh God. Like I said earlier in the podcast, this is why I hate machines. Just like Fanzone from Animated. But it is very, very cool. I can't wait to actually get it on my actual shelf and not on my desk where my I can't knock on this too much, but my my riser thing that I have my monitor on, the air, whatever. Because that's the other problem. Having things displayed on this, especially toys with feet that the feet want to fall through, the little holes that are on this thing for air. It's like, oh crap, whatever. The interesting thing is he does, and I've got pictures of this, and I'll send this to you so you can see it, and maybe I'll put it in the post, or maybe you can put it in the post or whatever. If you pose him, if you get his feet just right, I can actually have him stand on any of the Megatron Funko Pops. Because I have two of the Megatron Funko Pops. I have the one with him with the gun from the Optimus and Megatron Metallic 2-pack that they recently released. Or I have the one from Season 1 with the mace.
Nice.
Blocky's Megatron, Autobot Megatron from IDW, can actually stand on Buckethead Megatron's head. Because Buckethead Megatron Funko Pop head is so big. So I've got a I've got a couple of photos of that that I took in the middle of the show. But that's my recent pickup, and I'm not really picking up a lot of stuff anymore. Like Funko isn't releasing, like, I don't know what the hell Funko's doing. I really don't. Like, oh, okay. So I guess we can talk about this. It's Transformers related, and it's ugly as shit. It really is.
What is it?
Have you ever seen the Jumbochon figures that they've done? You probably haven't seen these because you're not really.
Probably not.
Okay. Let's see. If I can find this really quick. I can spell correctly. I don't even know if TFW did a story on this. Yes, they did. Okay, I'm going to send this to you really quickly in the Facebook.
In the Facebook.
In the Facebook, so you can at least look at it while we're doing
Jumbochon.
This.
Jumbochon.
We're not going to edit any of this.
Folks. I think I've seen these, but I
don't. Yeah, I'm sure you have, but you haven't.
Oh, it's a Funko.
Yeah, it is Funko, but like,
these look worse. Other...
Go ahead.
This looks worse than typical like Funkos. Like I would rather have regular Funkos than this garbage.
Yeah, it's bad. It's so bad. And the worst thing is okay, so this, I guess this is a Japanese thing because Jumbochon, I guess it's a Japanese. Again, folks, I'm illiterate. I'm ignorant. I'm whatever. It's inspired by... Okay. And they've done other versions of this. They've done their mascot, Freddy Funko, as one of these types of figures and things like that. So, but it's very it's supposed to be very Japanese looking, I think. But the pop analyst who I follow on Instagram first debuted this kind of thing. And this was done back on June 2nd. It's a 14-inch... retro-inspired hard vinyl Optimus Prime figure. It will be limited to 1,200 units with a certificate of authenticity. This new figure will be available for $250 USD via Funko's website as of June 13th. So it's already been available. I don't know if it's sold out. I don't think it has. It did. it did sell out, unless they just marked it as sold out. But
building hype early?
I don't know. But I mean, June 13th has already passed, but I wanted to, since I took the leap to Funko's website, I want to see if there's other. Really? Your website only has the option? Really, Funko? Seriously? I just searched Jumbotron on their website, and the only thing that pops up is the Optimus Prime. I wanted to see if the other figures would pop up, but no. Just to show you the difference of, but imagine this with, like, human, like, it's, and I'm sitting here thinking, why do we need this? And especially, like, I get it, it's a 14-inch figure. Okay, I understand that. But it's ugly. It's ugly as all sin. I don't need. No. It's no. just no, don't, and stop. But that was something that, like, and my thinking is, Funko, what are you doing with the Transformers license? Because outside of the Optimus and Megatron 2-pack, outside of the, oh, I know what they released. They released the Cyclonus Hot Rod with Matrix, which I still need to get those two. And the Omega Supreme. Those are the only three that they recently released that I don't have yet. I don't even know if I want the Omega Supreme because it looks really bad. I don't know. Here's what the original Jumbotron Funko figures looked like. That's just their mascot, Freddy Funko. I put it in Facebook. But yeah, no, I looked at that and I'm like, seriously? Really? That's what you're doing with the Transformers license? Really? Like, could we do anything else with the Transformers license? Like, actually give us things we want? And again, I will be getting the Hot Rod with Matrix and the Cyclonus, but I don't know what else they're gonna, like. So they did this big push, not big push, but they did this big thing where they released the Ultra. So that's what it was. It was an NFT wave. No wonder they buried it in NFTs. They did the NFT wave with Ultra Magnus, RC, Cheetor, and Blitzwing. So you got three G1 figures and a Beast Wars figure in there. And I talked about those on previous episodes of the podcast. Then you got the line where they did the Optimus and Megatron Metallic 2-pack, which I think is a games topic. I'm looking at it on my table because I bought two of those, one in box and one out of box. That's why that Megatron that you'll see in the photo that I send you later is out of box, is because I have another one in box. Because, you know, folks, as Transformers collectors, we need one out of box and one in box, whether it transforms or not. So there is that. And then, like I said, they released these other ones, and now I don't know what they're going to do. Like, every Funko announcement so far this year, so far I have not seen, other than this Funko Jumbotron, I have not seen any new Funko Pop Transformers other than what I've already mentioned. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like these stupid figures. Like,
well, and
I'm waiting to see if didn't they say they're going to have a Beast Megatron?
That was a rumor. That was an announcement. Rumor. They started with Cheetor with NFTs. I'm hoping that Beast Megatron and Beast Optimus Primal and all that stuff would be mass retail release and not like if they do it as a store exclusive, like I said, Amazon, Hot Topic, GameStop, whatever, fine. If they do it as a con exclusive, okay, fine. Those are sometimes a little harder to get, but they're so hard to get. But I mean, I don't know. I'm looking on here, and so far the only ones that are that, yeah. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the newest ones to be released are the, like I mentioned, the Cyclonus, the Omega Supreme, and the Hot Rod with Matrix. So, but yeah. But yeah, Blocky's IDW Megatron, very awesome. Thank you so much, Brad, for that. Yeah. So, very, very awesome. What else we got? Are we dying over here?
I think we're tapped out. I think we kind of talked about everything we wanted to talk about.
Yep. I don't think there's anything else. Like, and I say this now, and of course I'm gonna kick myself in the morning, most likely, if my foot could actually reach my own ass, which it can't, thankfully. Because if that could happen, well, then I would be exercising. If you try
really, really hard.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything major gonna hit between now and the next time we do news. So, I don't know.
So, yeah. So thank you guys for joining us for All Things Transformers. I've been your host, Steve Megatron, with TFG and Mike. And you can, of course, interact with the episode post on geekcastradio.com, on Facebook, and various other social platforms. And stay tuned to all things geeky on geekcastradio.com. So until next time, transform and transcend.
Yeah.